The children who were members of Green Club, a secondary school-based advocacy group on tree planting, entertained the gathering with songs, recitations, and other performances to educate them on the enormous gains in planting more trees and preserving old ones. Thereafter, the said governor, Akinwumi Ambode, represented by the deputy governor, Dr. Tiat Adebule, presided over an oath taken by the children as members of the Green Club after formally inaugurating the club.
We shall guard and protect the stream from indiscriminate corruption and failing as our own support to mitigate climate change.
Some of the children, namely Oda Favour, Simi Adetoyin, and Raji Salau, all from Lagos State Junior Model College, Badore, pledged total commitment to tree planting and influencing others to do same.
When I grow up, I'll follow the tradition made down. The tree allowed to protect tree, to plant tree.
We planting trees, it brings shade, it brings comfort, and also it prevents erosion.
Others to also learn that by cutting down the trees is wrong.
If you plant the trees, bring comfort and food, giving us oxygen to breathe in.
The governor, who said the tree planting campaign was in its 10th edition, noted that so far about 7 million trees have been planted across the state, even as more 500,000 will be planted simultaneously in 17 locations as part of this year's celebration. Governor Ambode said the attention paid to tree planting was in recognition of trees as the cheapest way of preserving the Mother Earth and checking contemporary environmental challenges.
Trees are essential to human existence. Shelter, source of energy, and also help control storm water, runoff, noise pollution, and prevent desert erosion.
The State Commissioner of Environment, Dr. Samuel Adejare, represented by Senator Oduremi Tinubu, urged members of the public to adopt tree planting as part of activities to mark their birthday celebrations and landmark events, including burial. In a remark, the Director of Lagos Operations of FRCN, Prince Adeyinka Mosu, said, as an institution, the FRCN was dedicated to its culture of tree planting, explaining the collaboration with the Lagos State Parks and Gardens Agency, LASPAC, in celebrating this year's tree planting campaign of the state government.
In the last 1 week, we've done so much with LASPAC, and that's why we could even freely say, come to this compound and do whatever you want to.
In addition to the trees planted around the broadcasting house of FRCN Lagos and roads leading to the organization, the deputy governor planted a historic tree near the FRCN scratch as a charge on the children to become tree planting ambassadors when they grow. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.